Terry Kosh with you until 6 o'clock. And next week sees the first ever Corby Pride come to town. It's the first one Corby have run, and there's a lot going on throughout the course of Pride. Who else to talk about the event than Chair of the Pride Committee in Corby, Callum Riley. Hello, welcome to the programme, Callum.
Hi, Terry. Good afternoon.
A monumental week ahead of you then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me more, because you must be bursting with, well, Pride. How long have you been trying to make this happen?
So this kind of came about as an idea almost a year ago. And we've been working on the concept of it and the project since the last summer, and really started to get going with it from sort of September onwards. So it's been a long time in the making.
When did you kind of identify that Corby might be the right place for this sort of event?
So as a town council, obviously we're still a relatively new town council. We've only been going for a couple of years, but one of our committees that we have is an events committee. So often we're able to kind of look at the events that we can put on for the town, whether it be ones that have already happened and have that legacy, or ones that we could evolve and make our own as part of the town. And it was through lots of different discussions that actually it came about that having Corby to hold its own Pride would be a real kind of a momentous thing to do, and actually who better to try and start that than for, you know, for us as a council to host it. So I think that was kind of for us where it initially came from, and from that came a real big response from the local community as well.
I was going to say, what have the local community said about it, and what's been the reaction? Because this is surely an exciting time, especially so for the LGBTQ plus community, but also the residents of Corby to get to see something like this come to the town.
Absolutely, and I think when we first started really consulting with the community, so we held some different working groups and open meetings where lots of members of the public, members of different organisations and workplaces within the town came along and had their own experiences to bring. So we've learned a lot from other people. We've had a lot of input from organisers who have been part of the other Pride events across the county, and the North Northants, the LGBT Forum. We've had a lot of support from them and insight into how events have ran previously. So we kind of had that input. We had people's own experiences of the LGBT community attending Pride events from around the country, and actually how could we make that Corby? How could we do that for the town, and how could we make it bespoke to us as well?
When I was reading up on your Pride event, I noticed that something stuck out to me, the fact that you are going to be having a bit of a parade. Tell me about this, because I know for a fact, having been to London, Brighton, Manchester and Birmingham Prides, the parade is a huge part of the event.
Yes, yeah, and we, again, yeah, really excited for that part of it. So one of our main sponsors, Wincanton, are actually going to be kind of heading up that parade with us. So they've got their own Proud Mary lorry truck, which is done out in all of the rainbow colours. And we'll have the huge sound system as well, which will kind of get us all going on the parade as well. So that'll lead the parade. And ultimately, we've got over 200 people from different organisations signed up, plus lots of members of the community who we know are going to be coming along on the day for it. We're encouraging people to be as bright, as colourful as they possibly want to be, to bring with them exactly what, however, you know, dress and bring with them exactly what they want to do. We've got stilt walkers joining the parade as well. And we just want it to be a really good opportunity to start to kind of just broadcast that actually this is happening on Saturday, and for people to hopefully follow it down to where the main event is going to be down at Coronation Park in Corby. So the parade will commence from outside of the Corby Cube building. It'll be assembling from 11 o'clock, and then it will leave at 12 o'clock to make its way down to Coronation Park, which is then where the main events will take place from the main stage.
Oh, what a fantastic spectacle that's going to be as well, to see all these things happening. And of course, the truck name, Proud Mary, after the news in the last couple of weeks as well, a fitting tribute to an icon for the LGBTQ plus community, right?
Definitely. Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's felt, you know, for everything that's happened, actually, this is a real kind of poignant time to be doing that.
And what's the business support been like in Corby? Because there's quite a few big businesses around there, and quite a few that have also mentioned they're doing Pride Month initiatives and things like that. So have you had a lot of support from them?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, you know, we as a town council are hosting it, but actually the event is based solely on sponsorship money and time from volunteers. So in terms of the sponsorship that we've got, it's been really overwhelming in terms of the response that we had when we first kind of launched the concept of it, and then more recently as well, we've had people come on board over the last few weeks. So our main sponsor is the RS Group, We've also got other official sponsors who are Wincanton PLC, SEMA United Union, Karai Construction, GMB Union, Smurfit Kappa, and then we've also got Corby Town Council, North Northants Council and Stuart Charles Estate Agents. They're all of our official main sponsors. But we've also had contributions from more organisations since as well. So the National Union for Professional Carers, the Stagecoach organisation, Northants Unison, the Southern Membership and Community Council Co-op and Morrison. So, you know, that's just to kind of give you a bit of an insight into all the different businesses, organisations that have got on board. And it's our first ever event, and actually to be able to have this level of support from businesses before, you know, we even actually get to hold the event on the day, it's been immense.
Do you know what? Just to hear how behind this everyone has got is just fantastic, to know that the event has got the best possible chance of being the best first year as well that it can be. And 100%. For you as well, moving forward, are you hoping to make this a yearly thing, you know, like your pride in other places that's really established? Are you hoping that people start to come from far and wide to Corby?
Yeah, we would love for that to be the case. And I think, again, you know, kind of what I've already briefly touched on is around actually, you know, we came into this as a, yes, as a town council, we're going to be hosting it, but actually this isn't ours, this is everybody's. And it's really important that we take from people their own experiences, their own concepts of what they've seen before and how they want it to look. And, you know, start smallish, but actually then as the years grow, we evolve the event as it grows, and as it gains that more interest from wider, further afield as well. But I think we've had conversations with people have been in touch with us who are coming from outside of Corby and the borough already for the first event. And, you know, some of our performers are local, but actually some of our performers are from London and Manchester, so we've got people coming from around the country to be part of this day.
So Saturday, 10th of June is the date. I know you want to make it family friendly and an inclusive celebration. So how do people get involved?
So ultimately, the event will begin at 12 o'clock. So for anybody who wants to have a photo shoot opportunity with Proud Mary, Proud Mary truck will be going to Corby train station at 10:30 on Saturday morning. And then it will be making its way up to the Cube for just after 11 o'clock. And then it's free entry to the main event. So the main stage will open at Coronation Park at 12 noon. And the main entertainment will run from 12 till 6. We've got back-to-back different acts that are going to be on. And then it'll also be hosted by some really fantastic drag queens and members of the community as well will be part of that. So it's free entry. People can just come along. You don't need to sign up to be part of it. The only part that we'd ask people to sign up for was the parade. But through that day, you know, you've talked about it being family friendly. Absolutely, that's our aim, and we want it to be inclusive and, you know, to really bring as many people in the community as possible. So we've got lots of different stall holders. Some of those are information stalls, so from lots of different organisations around the county. Some who are local that will be selling different products, and also a food and drinks village as well. So that's all going to be on the same area. It'll all be within the park, and then our main stage of course will be where we have all of the main entertainment and DJ sets in between the acts as well, and also some local groups. So we've got a free yoga session which will be taking place in our designated safe space that we've got on the day. We've got, as I said, the stilt walkers with bubbles. We've got some local Zumba and clubber size groups coming to do some demonstrations. So it's that real kind of whole community involvement. It's not a niche, you know, we're trying to make it as really open and diverse as possible.
Well, Callum, thank you so much for coming on the show. That was the chair of the Pride Committee in Corby, Callum Riley. Next Saturday is the date, the 10th of June. They want it to be a free LGBT